This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The World Health Organization has declared the coronavirus outbreak based in China is a public health emergency of international concern. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus announced the decision after a meeting of the WHO's Emergency Committee, an independent panel of experts amid mounting evidence of the virus spreading to 18 countries. Earlier, U.S. health officials said they have confirmed the first person-to-person transmission of the coronavirus in the United States. Dr. Jennifer Layden of the Illinois Department of Health said a Chicago man who contracted the virus had been in close contact with his wife, who had traveled to Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the outbreak.
He recently began reporting new symptoms and was immediately admitted to the hospital and placed in an appropriate isolation room where he is in stable condition.
It is the sixth case of coronavirus in the United States, with five of the cases involving people who returned to the U.S. after traveling to China. President Trump's impeachment trial is in a final day of questions and answers from senators before a vote on calling witnesses, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The expected vote tomorrow would either extend the proceedings by weeks if the Senate does allow witnesses, or lead to a relatively fast acquittal of the president if it does not, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that would be a sham.
You cannot be acquitted if you don't have a trial, and you don't have a trial if you don't have witnesses and documentation and that.
Democrats are pushing for four Republicans to join them in demanding witnesses like John Bolton. Missouri's Josh Hawley will not be among them.
It doesn't make a difference at the end of the day to what is before us.
Saying the House presented its case and it's time to acquit the president.
I'm ready to vote, so I hope we can vote on this tomorrow.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Thursday sought to diffuse tension over Britain's decision to allow Chinese company Huawei a role in its communication network. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
The United States isn't hanging around when it comes to a post-Brexit deal with the UK, with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying in London on Thursday that Britain is in pole position for a trade deal. That reassurance comes in the wake of the UK's announcement earlier this week that it will allow Chinese communications company Huawei partial access to its 5G network, defying the wishes of the Trump administration. But Pompeo sought to diffuse any tension.
We are evaluating exactly what the United Kingdom's decision was on Tuesday of this week, and I am very confident that our two nations will find a way to work together to resolve this difference.
However, Pompeo also described the Chinese Communist Party, which has ties to Huawei, as the biggest threat of the current era.
That's Adam Reed of Reuters reporting. An unidentified man fired at a protest against India's new citizenship law near a New Delhi university Thursday, wounding one person. As Reuters' Francis McGuire reports, it's the first such incident in the capital city during more than a month of demonstrations.
A man opened fire at a protest against India's new citizenship law in New Delhi on Thursday. Witnesses said one person was wounded. It was the first incident in the capital during more than a month of demonstrations, where protesters argue the new law discriminates against Muslims. The shooting took place near a university. Images showed the shooter holding a single-barrel weapon. He was stood just metres from dozens of policemen outside the university where more than 1,000 protesters were gathered. India's Citizenship Amendment Act fast-tracks Indian citizenship for non-Muslim minorities from three neighbouring countries. Sometimes violent protests have flared against the law since last year.
That is Francis McGuire reporting. A French appeals court on Thursday overturned an earlier ruling against Philippe Barbarin, a Roman Catholic cardinal who was convicted last year of failing to report sexual abuse charges. We get more from Reuters' Emer McCarthy.
The 69-year-old had been the highest-profile cleric to be caught up in a child sex abuse scandal in the French Catholic Church. He was given a six-month suspended sentence in March, but he denied the allegations and appealed the ruling. The Lyon court ruled that from 2014 to 2015, Barbarin covered up allegations of sexual abuse of Boy Scouts in the 1980s and early 1990s by former French Catholic priest Bernard Prenat. Prenat's trial began earlier this month.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.